Hundreds of thousands of Taiwanese nationals live in China. Their investment in the mainland has reached $17 billion. The Chinese need for capital and the Taiwanese need for cheap labor have dovetailed nicely, even as political ties between the two rivals remain frozen. Many Taiwanese business people operating in China fear instability across the Taiwan Straits could affect their business. So, with the Taiwanese presidential election just 10 days away, they're heading back to Taiwan to vote. They are expected to oppose incumbent President Chen Shui-bian. They say his pro-independent stance is putting their businesses at risk. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
In a fourth-floor office in a smart building near Shanghai's famous waterfront, Lai Ling Lin is hitting the phones. She's calling Taiwanese businessmen based on the mainland and offering cut-price tickets to return to Taiwan to vote in next week's election. There's no doubt who she's going to vote for. We want people to support the opposition party, the Kuomintang, and its candidate Lian Jian, she says. His policies are good for Taiwanese businessmen on the mainland because they'll bring stability. Lai came to China with her husband, who's in the construction industry, and like many Taiwanese here, has not been politically active before. But she says President Chen Shui-bian and his provocative pro-independence rhetoric is bad for business. Li Minghe is also giving some of his time for free. He's from Taipei and runs a travel company here. Li says the volunteer effort is just that, made up of volunteers, and gets no help from the Kuomintang or KMT, or from the mainland authorities who see the KMT as the lesser of two evils in Taiwan. The KMT isn't always talking about independence like the current government of President Chen Shui-bian, he says. Just an hour's drive outside Shanghai lie the thousands of factories that make up the city of Kunshan. Kunshan is known as Little Taipei. Tens of thousands of Taiwanese businessmen are based here, part of the $17 billion of Taiwanese investment in the mainland. By no means all the Taiwanese businessmen in mainland China are pro-KMT. Some support the current president, but even they fear that his re-election could affect their business on the mainland. One businessman who didn't want his name used said, "You just have to be pragmatic."
Yeah, inside us, we have some conflict. We are a nation, not a special district to China, like Hong Kong or Macau. But if you are coming to China, you have to forget it. If you come here, forget this nationalism. Concentrate on your business, because China don't like you talk about too much about this.
Just as some Taiwanese compromise politically for their business, so he believes the Chinese government will do everything to keep Taiwanese investing in mainland China.
What the Chinese leader care is economic growth, okay? If Taiwanese businessmen invest here, it's good for China. Why he want to scare, to scare the Taiwanese investor? No reason.
Those organizing the voters' return say they think between 30 and 50,000 Taiwanese will go back to vote next week and expect most of them to vote for the opposition. Opinion polls say the election is too close to call. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.